welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. While rains, slowdown-induced cash crunch and the Supreme Court order to sell only green crackers dampened firecracker sales, Diwali celebrations this year lit up Indian skies with more colour but with less noise. While total sales were down by at least 20-30% when compared to last year, sound cracker sales this year were only half of what they were in the previous year, industry sources told Business Today. The traders said production was less during this year. Confusion over green crackers, unseasonal and extended monsoon until Diwali, and delay in providing licenses contributed to the fall in sales. The free cost of travel scheme for women in Delhi public buses began today with Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia saying it will ensure their safety and increase their role in the national capital's economy. Women will be given pink tickets in Delhi Transport Corporation and cluster buses to avail the free ride scheme which started on Bhai Dooj. The Delhi government will reimburse transporters based on the number of pink tickets issued. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Riyadh late on Monday night on a two-day visit during which he will attend the third edition of Saudi Arabia's high-profile annual financial conference and hold bilateral talks with top leadership of the Gulf Kingdom. He will deliver the keynote address under the title What's Next for India at the Future Investment Initiative, which is dubbed as Davos in the Desert. Former Finance Minister and Senior Congress Leader P. Chidambaram, who is currently in the custody of Enforcement Directorate in the INX media case, was taken to AIIMS on Monday after he complained of stomachache and other related issues. While those close to Chidambaram said his condition is not good, ED sources claimed there was nothing serious. The US House of Representatives, which is controlled by the opposition Democratic Party, will vote on impeachment procedures against President Donald Trump for the first time later this week, according to a Dear Colleague letter by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Trump administration reacted sharply to the move, accusing the Democrats of conducting an unauthorized impeachment proceeding. The air quality index in Delhi on Tuesday morning remained under severe category at 506 level according to System of Air Quality Forecasting and Research SAFAR. Delhi's adjoining areas like Noida and Gurugram saw the air quality at severe level with PM2.5 at 674 mark and very poor category at 383 mark respectively. In Delhi, the North Campus area saw the worst air quality index at 7:45 a.m. today, when PM2.5 stood at 740. And on that note, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye for now.